here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 8th of March, 2010. It was on this day, 1935, Thomas Wolfe's novel of Time and the River was published. When he turned it in to Scribner's, it was as long as Proust's In Remembrance of Things Past, and Wolfe's editor, Maxwell Perkins, convinced him that it should be edited down to one volume. It's the birthday of John McPhee, born in Princeton, New Jersey, 1931, who teaches journalism at Princeton and who writes for The New Yorker magazine, has written about oranges, deltoid pumpkin seeds, binding energy curves, farmers' markets, merchant marine ships, the currents of the Mississippi River, birch bark canoe construction, and shifting seismic plates. Won the Pulitzer Prize just over a decade ago for his series on the geology of America called Annals of the Former World. John McPhee, who's published more than 24 books, almost never writes more than one single space page a day. He said, you know, you put an ounce in a bucket each day, you get a quart. John McPhee wrote in his book, Oranges, an orange grown in Florida usually has a thin and tightly fitting skin, and it is also heavy with juice. Californians say that if you want to eat a Florida orange, you have to get into a bathtub first. California oranges are light in weight and have thick skins that break easily and come off in hunks. The flesh inside is marvelously sweet, and the segments almost separate themselves. In Florida, it is said that you can run over a California orange with a 10-ton truck and not even wet the pavement. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Faith Sharon, entitled Shopping. My husband and I stood together in the new mall, which was clean and white and full of possibility. We were poor, so we liked to walk through the stores, since this was like walking through our dreams. In one, we admired coffee makers, blue pottery bowls, toaster ovens as big as televisions. In another, we eased into a leather couch and imagined cocktails in a room overlooking the sea. When we sniffed scented candles, we saw our future faces softly lit over a dinner of pasta and wine. When we touched thick bathrobes, we saw midnight swims and bathtubs so vast they might be mistaken for lakes. My husband's glasses hurt his face, and his shoes were full of holes. There was a space in our living room where a couch should have been. We longed for fancy shower curtains, flannel sheets, shiny silverware, expensive winter coats. Sometimes at night, we sat up and made lists. We pressed our heads together and wrote our wants all over torn notebook pages. Nearly everyone we loved was alive, and we were in love, but we liked wanting. Nothing was ever as nice when we brought it home. The objects in stores looked best in stores. The stores were possible futures. And young and poor, we went shopping. It was nice then. We didn't know we already had everything. A poem by Faith Sharon, Shopping, from her collection The Owl Question, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.